Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
840, good morning. It's the Bill and Jessica Show. Quick weather, Jess, please.
Good morning. It's going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers. Isolated thunderstorm is possible later on. Highs in the mid-70s.
Good morning to everybody streaming us this morning. We've been having technical difficulties on the radio. From what I hear, it's like something with the power. You know, with the storm that we had last night or
power
whatever.
Power outage, right?
Yeah, something like that. They're working on it. Hopefully back sooner than later. But we have been streaming all morning long. Thanks, everybody, for listening to us on the Free Power app, on the TuneIn app.
We've been trying.
On Odyssey, on, yes. You know, Apple Music. Also watching us on our Power of TikTok, Bill and Jessica Show TV at Power 101.7 FM. We've been going on Facebook throughout the morning more so than often. Power1017.com on our website. And on Alexa, just say, hey, Alexa, play Power 101.7. So again, we appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. We'll be back on the regular radio very, very soon, hopefully sooner than later. Now, I know you got a lot of stuff to get into, Jess, with celebrity buzz, but they're still on the tush push.
Oh, gosh. Are you serious?
Yes, and I don't understand why. Look,
didn't we go through this all last season? Then they had a meeting, a committee, vote.
My wife and I were talking about it. You know, she's a big Eagles fan. And, you know, I agree with her. And I know, you know, I agree with you. You're an Eagles fan. It's so dumb. Why are you bitching about it? Everybody can do it.
Right. So that's the part I don't get.
But they did it quite a few times during the Kansas City Chiefs game. Mm-hmm. They ended up winning because the sacred Chiefs lost.
Oh, geez.
And there was a couple
even
calls.
Even if it got voted to take it away, we'd still win.
Well, so. The last... See? There was a couple... I don't know if you saw the end of that game, but when they did the tush push to get over... Because once they got the first down, the game was over. Mm-hmm. They did the tush push. They got the first down. I think they did it twice. Mm-hmm. And then they got the first down, and the game was over. Because all they had to do then is take the knee. Well... The second time they did the tush push and apparently got over the line to make it a first down, everybody's on top of each other, and the Chiefs kept swearing that they had the ball. Mm-hmm. The refs ran over, but you really couldn't see like how close. You couldn't like zoom in because everybody's on top
of each
other.
Everybody's on top of each other.
And then they determined, I think it was challenged. Sirianni challenged it. And they ended up saying, no, it wasn't a fumble and turnover. He was already down or whatever. Well, I think that started something because all the broadcasters now were on it saying, oh, I'm just Bill Cowher, Coach Cowher said on CBS, I'm so over this play. I've been against it since the beginning. Okay, here goes Marcus Spears on ESPN, First Take, weighing in on the tush push.
So damn sick of this play. Listen, I get it. Gaining advantage, a competitive edge. But damn it, when they false start, call the damn false start. First of all, we already in a terrible situation. Me and Chris Canty played in the league at a time where you could not push the running back to promote extra yards. So we are going to have a hard, maybe you don't, CeCe, maybe you've come around. But I got a hard time believing that this can actually happen and give them benefit of the doubt of a false start as well. That is some bull, you know what. And I'm sick of it, dude. If you're going to run the tush push, and as a referee, if you got a chance, I hear people talking about, well, they can't see that good. It's get your ass up closer. Put a referee in the middle of the lines of scrimmage and make sure everybody is lined up on sides before the play takes place. But don't give me, well, we don't know if it's a false start because everything's so condensed. You know what's happening? Defenses are getting tore apart by something that y'all don't know how to referee and coach. It's trash, bro.
Okay, so...
He is so passionate. Trash, bro, it's trash.
Yeah, so I don't know. Everybody's like on this tush push.
Oh, gosh.
Everybody can do it. It's a play. Why do you keep dumbing down the game?
I think it's just a talking point. It's just something to keep going back and
forth. Already voted.
They've already voted.
To be able to do it.
Right. So, like, why is it still a thing to be talked about?
And I still say that they pick and choose about pass interference.
I know. You said that yesterday.
Always. Yeah, I'll continue to say it. They pick and choose what they're going to do.
Yeah.
So, Jess, what else is going on?
All right. LimeWire has been revealed as the purchaser of the Fyre Festival brand after a competitive bidding process went down in July. Yeah, the digital content platform paid $243,000 for the property right.
That's still a thing?
During an eBay auction.
You talking about LimeWire where we used to download music?
It says congrats to LimeWire for their winning bid for the Firefest. I look forward to attending their first event, but we'll be bringing my own pallet of water, Ryan Reynolds said, who also bid on the brand as well. LimeWire CEO stated, we're not bringing the festival back. We're bringing the brand and the meme back to life, this time with real experiences and without cheese sandwiches. The company promises a relaunch that will be bold, self-aware, and impossible to ignore, with real-world experiences beyond digital content. We know that Billy McFarland was released from prison in 2022 after serving time for wire fraud related to the failed 2017 Bahamas Festival. So, yeah, LimeWire apparently bought the brand, and they're going to reimagine the vision.
Wow.
Yep. So now they get to use that name, and it has no affiliation with, you know, the guy who originally started it.
Well, you know that's not going to work.
What?
Bringing back LimeWire. And they're going to use that website or whatever. Nobody's going to go to it.
Oh.
That's going to fail.
So that was just a waste of money.
Just like, yeah, I think so. Just like Justin Timberlake when he bought MySpace.
MySpace.
For what?
It's a waste.
Does anybody go to MySpace anymore?
It's a waste.
Yeah.
No.
People have moved on.
It's still a thing.
People have moved on.
Mm.
So, I mean, we're in a different time.
So this is dumb.
I think it's a dumb thing.
Dumb move. But. All right. Linda Hogan, ex-wife of legend Hulk Hogan, criticized the 2025 Emmy Awards for excluding him from their tribute. She said WWF was at the top of the hour when he came to wrestle. Hulk had the highest ratings on NBC, beating all other competition for that time slot for years. She is now suggesting that his support for Donald Trump may be to blame. ESPN will expand its WWE partnership by producing original programming tied to a new WrestlePalooza event on September the 20th. The network will air two pre-shows, ESPN WrestlePalooza special on September the 19th at 3 p.m. and on ESPN2 and on the ESPN app, and Road to WrestlePalooza on September the 20th at 4 p.m. across ESPN social platforms and the app as well. The Boys and Girls Club of America has received an increase in donations since the Emmys. I know we talked about it, but they had now a $350,000 donation. It was incredibly impactful to the programs and the lives of kids and teens who attend the clubs. And at this moment, more money is still pouring in.
Nice.
How good is that? And then Wendy Williams, she arrived out and about looking like a zillion dollars.
Mm.
Yeah, and I say a zillion dollars because that's what she said. So she's back in the spotlight and apparently she still got it. Yes. She's a former talk show diva. We all know that. She strutted at this star-studded New York City event on Tuesday night. Cameras were flashing in every direction as Wendy dressed from head to toe. It's for their Fall and Winter 25 collection, and she was turning lots of heads on the runway. The photographer said, "How are you feeling?" Wendy didn't miss a beat. She flashed a big smile and she declared, "I feel like a zillion dollars."
Wow.
The paparazzi swarmed all around her and all the fans were there cheering her on.
Good for her.
Good for Wendy. And boxing star Devin Haney is now suing his ex again. He says that he wants $350,000 worth of gifts back. So he gifted her. This is his ex-fiance. He says that she's wrongfully keeping $350,000 worth of gifts that he gave her in anticipation of their wedding. The latest lawsuit says that he wants the stuff back, pricey handbags and jewelry. She claims, "I got these items as gifts, diamond rings, diamond earrings, and other pricey purses." But he's like, "No, I gave those to her under the idea that we were going to tie the knot." They called the relationship off. California law does require her to give the gifts back. In total, he says that he is now suffering over $500,000 worth of damages.
Wow.
I thought once you get a gift, then that's it.
That's
but apparently in California, he says that since she's the one that called off the relationship, there's some law there. California law requires her to give like the gifts back.
Mm.
It's crazy. I had no idea.
Coming up, we got two-time Emmy winner Mike Manning, actor, producer, reality TV star. You might remember him from MTV's Real World DC back in the day. Also, Manning currently plays Smitty on Beyond the Gates on CBS. He's going to be promoting Unexpected Treasures on Amazon and Apple TV+. We'll talk with him coming up.